I am my dedicated intensive thought. I am my dedicated intensive thought. We think we're our dedicated intensive thought because that is what's very much on our mind. Very much on the mind of many people is the idea of getting proper amount of sleep. And having the proper amount of sleep so that they can enjoy life is something that people want and don't have. And they say, how can I do it? And if you're dedicated to your dedicated intensive thought, if you are dedicated to your intensive thought, you will have perfect sleep. Now, when a little child falls asleep, he just falls asleep. It doesn't matter whether he's on the floor, whether he's out in the play box, whether he's anywhere at all, he just falls asleep. And he doesn't have to have the lights all turned off. He doesn't have to have the noise all turned off. He doesn't have to have the world all turned off. The little child just falls asleep. He is dedicated to his intensive thought. Now, his intensive thought is the essence of his body. His body says, okay, sleep. And so, bonk, he goes to sleep. His body tells him, okay, it's time to wake up. You've had enough sleep. Now, play. And he wakes up, and he's just as though he had never taken a nap, and he's full of energy and ready to go and happy as can be. We could learn from what children do. We could learn from how they respond intuitively to life. Now, if you were to say to yourself, I have had a very busy day. I choose to take a nap. I choose to go to sleep right now and just relax completely because I know that I've got some exciting things that I'm going to do in an hour, and so I'm going to take a half-hour nap. I'm just going to drift off to sleep. I'm just going to pop away. I'm going to prepare myself for that exciting adventure that's coming, and I'm not going to be so excited over the exciting adventure that's coming that I can't sleep. I'm going to be excited over the exciting adventure, and I'm going to tell myself, sleep. Being awake or being asleep does not help me to make that exciting adventure that's going to happen any more exciting or any less exciting. So, I say to myself, sleep. Every time I lay down to go to sleep, I say, okay, now it is a specific time. It is 8:30, it is 9 o'clock, it is 10 o'clock, and I would like to wake up after a good 8 hours sleep. I'd like to have maybe even a little more than eight, but about 8 hours sleep. So then I add up the time that it takes. Okay, so 10 o'clock, 10 to 11, 11, 12, that's 2, 6, 7, 8. So if I wake up at 6 in the morning, I will have slept 8 hours, and that's a good time. Go to bed at 10 and wake up at 6, and you slept 6, 7, 8. You mean that's... But I don't wake up asleep. I like to sleep longer. I want to sleep more. I like to sleep until 7 or 6 or whatever. Well, now, these are things that your emotional mind has told you, your attitude has told you, hey, I like lying in bed. I like sleeping. I like doing nothing. But when I go to bed, I can't get to sleep. I can't get to sleep. I wake up and I go to sleep, and I wake up and I go to sleep. Every time I get up to go to the bathroom, every time I get up to do anything, I'm waking up. And when I wake up, my whole body is alert, and I can't get back to sleep. I lay down and want to go back to sleep. Well, now, this is what we tell ourselves. A child doesn't tell itself that. A child just says, hey, my body has had a good workout, and I want a nap. I want to sleep. Whether it's nighttime or daytime, it doesn't matter to him. Whether the sun is shining right in his face, doesn't matter to him. Whether the people are talking around him, doesn't matter to him. Whether the television is on or whether music is on or whether the football game is on or other exciting activities are taking place right in the midst of him, he just drifts off to sleep. Check it sometime. He drifts off to sleep because he doesn't feel he has to stay awake. He doesn't feel that he has to stay alert. He doesn't feel that he has to do anything. And when he has had his nap or his sleep, whether it's a full night's sleep or whatever it is, when he has had it, then he wakes up and is ready to go. Now, is your child that wakes up at certain hours during the night for feeding because it's a newborn and so forth? Well, this is your teaching to it. This is your telling it. A child doesn't have to do that. But a child does that because we expect it to do that. You expect yourself to wake up. You expect yourself to be unable to sleep with noise going on around you. You expect yourself to be able to not to be able to sleep if there's light on. I remember when we were in the Navy, and it was during the Second World War, and we were seamen, and we were in the kitchen duty, and this was at our training base. And so, in between the food serving and cleaning up, there was sometimes an hour or two, and we couldn't leave. We had to stay where we were because that's what it was. So we would lay down on the metal trays, on the sheet metal trays that were used to send the trays and dishes back and forth and stuff. We'd lay there after they were still a little damp because we just finished washing them, maybe 10 of us. We'd lay down on this sheet metal tray, and we'd fall fast asleep. And we'd sleep so soundly and so completely. But whenever it was time for us to wake up to get back on the job, and we'd just wake up, and we'd be fully alert. We wouldn't yawn. We wouldn't be tired. We would just be fully alert. Now, you say, well, you're young men. You're in the Navy. You're beginning your life. Yes, that's true. But that lasted me all of my life. Whenever I lay down to sleep, I go to sleep. Whenever I want to do anything, I do it. And sometimes if I have anxieties or if I have things that are troubling me or things that are things that I give my attention to and I don't want to sleep, then I want to take a sleeping pill or something and I say, no, the thing for me to do is to relax. It's not turning off the lights. It's not turning off the music or the sound because we often go to sleep with the TV on. It's just being at peace. I am my dedicated, intensive thought. And if my dedicated, intensive thought is to go to sleep, I will sleep. And I won't need the blue light or the white light or the no light. I won't need to worry about whether my computer is on next to me and whether it's disturbing me or not. Because if I, like a child, choose to go to sleep and choose to relax completely and be untouched by the world around me, then I am untouched by the world around me. Popular Science magazine had an article this past month about sleep. And under it, they gave two tips. How to get better Z's, better sleep. They gave tips and they gave hacks. And it said, these are six most important things anyone can do for improved shut-eye, says Bernie Miller, supervisor at the Sleep Disorder Center at the Mayo Clinic in Arizona. And it was making your bedroom a tomb and watch the clock and early exercise and curbing naps and watch caffeine and turn off the TV. Now, that's normal. And it doesn't help one little bit. And then another way were the hacks. Knowing what to do is totally different from actually doing it. Teresa Miller at the how-to site Life Hacker suggests these cheats for changing ingrained bad behavior. And she talks about using apps on your telephone. She talks about building a desk that you work at, your walking desk. And she says naps strategically. And she says blue light is good. And she says turn off turn on your e-reader where you don't have any backlights and so on. And, hey, what are all these things? They're all good. But when a child wants to sleep, he sleeps because he has nothing on his mind. He has no concern. What keeps us from sleeping is when we have attitudes or feelings that cause us to feel insecure. When we feel vibrations that are upsetting us, when we feel anything. And this is something we can only do by cleaning up our own act. When we are ready to go to bed, if we were to say to ourselves, I'm ready to go to bed and I'm going to wake up in 8 hours and that this will be at that time and that's what it's all about. And then wake up at that time. But go to sleep expecting that you're going to sleep. Go to sleep expecting that you're going to have a good nap, that you're going to have a good sleep, a good night's sleep. Go to sleep not thinking that anything can keep you awake. You're driving your car and you fall asleep driving your car on a busy freeway and a busy road. Fantastic, amazing. You can do that. It's just a matter of your intensive thought. Your dedicated intensive thought is when it's for sleep, you will have sleep. When your dedicated intensive thought is for being relaxed, being peaceful, getting rid of your worries, getting rid of your anxieties, getting rid of your tensions. And how do you do that? You just breathe deeply and let go and let your inner self take over. And as your inner self takes over, you feel just fantastic. You feel just marvelous. You feel so relaxed and so peaceful. And fuck, you are off and sleeping. I am dedicated. I am my dedicated intensive thought. So whatever my intensive thought is, and I am dedicated to that, then that's my experience. And if my intensive thought is just to drop off to sleep, I will do that. That's why they say when you're driving and you feel drowsy, pull over to the side of the road, lock your doors, and lay back and take a nap. And what happens when you do that? You fall asleep. And you wake up in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you wake up half hour, you wake up in whatever time you wake up, and you feel great. And you're ready to go because you are in charge. You are the master of your experience. You're the master of your thought. You're the master of your world. And life is wonderful. But are you really your dedicated intensive thought? You surely are. So let your dedicated intensive thought be on whatever it is that pleases you. My dedicated intensive thought says, when I choose to go to sleep, I go right to sleep. When I choose to wake up, I choose to wake up. I'm wide awake, alert, enthusiastic about life. I have no anxieties whatsoever, and I feel great. This we can all experience if we wish, and we can experience it right now. And it doesn't mean that we have to be disturbed by anything at all. We can become as a little child. And as we become a little child, we enter that kingdom of heaven within us, which is peace, which is love, which is joy, which is goodness, which is truth, which is all that matters, isn't it? Have a lovely day and know that just as I like me very much, I love you. I love you. I love you.